You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24 with me, Daniel Bage, host of The Entrepreneurs. Luca Gnacchi Ruscone is the founder of LGR, an Italian eyewear brand which is inspired by Africa. For Luca, his path to starting his own company began accidentally after a family trip to the former Italian colony of Eritrea in 2005. Rummaging through a warehouse that once belonged to his grandfather's import business in the capital, Asmara, Luca came across several pairs of vintage Italian army sunglasses. Intrigued by his find, he soon left behind his job in finance and embarked on creating his own line of eyewear from scratch, just as the world economy was plunged into the 2008 financial crisis. Undeterred by events around him, the Roman businessman followed his instincts and today has built a promising sunglass brand with hundreds of optical and fashion retailers around the globe and three monobrand boutiques in his native Italy. Here's Luca now with the story of LGR.
I got an opportunity from my grandfather that called me up one day and asks me to accompany him in Asmara in Eritrea, where he used to be an entrepreneur between the 1930s and the 1970s. I learned even more about my family with that trip because my grandfather was a big entrepreneur in Africa. He started as a photographer. Then he decided to start retailing optical material, cameras, film, and some frames, optical frames. We went to our apartment, which used to be his old house, and then we visited various warehouses which were nationalized from him during the war. And in one of these warehouses, I found some beautiful military Second World War sunglasses that the Italian army had in Africa. And I was fascinated by their quality, how they were built, and the materials used, such as steel hinges, mineral glass lenses, very finely polished acetate. I immediately saw the beauty of these objects, and I just, after my stay in Asmara, I took a handful back to Italy and I started wearing them. And people would stop me in the street in Paris, in London, in Rome, in Milan, asking me where I got these glasses. And that's where I got the first idea to recreate a true quality piece of eyewear. Because I think that today, in today's industry of eyewear in the market, we have many brands controlled by a few companies which dedicate most of their budget on communication rather than quality. So I decided to start making sunglasses. Well, I was in the right country because Italy is one of the number one producers of eyewear in the world. So I took a plane, I go to Venice, and near Venice there is a district of companies that make eyewear. And I fixed some appointments with three of these companies. I was 26 years old, I knew nothing about eyewear, I just had in my hands a bunch of these beautiful glasses that I found 1 year before in an old abandoned warehouse in Asmara, Eritrea. I showed them to these companies and I asked, could you please produce these glasses for me? Could we start a collaboration? And these were small, medium companies and they were looking from top to bottom to me. They were saying, who's this guy? What does he want? I had very little capital to start with. They immediately put barriers in front of me saying, well, you need to like minimum quantity, 5,000 pieces. And then they said, we cannot replicate this thickness of acetate to make your glasses. We do not use mineral glass lenses anymore. So they were very skeptical. And three companies, all three of them decided we do not want to work for you. So I called my grandfather. I asked him, where did he bought those glasses I found in the warehouse? And he said, Luca, you know, we're talking about 60 years ago. I don't know, I don't remember the name, but I remember it was a small workshop in the south of Italy, 1 hour drive from Naples. So I research and research, and after 1 month, I find an old invoice dating 1956 with the address of this warehouse. So now I have the supplier, but not just any supplier. I had the original manufacturer of those same frames I found in Africa. So he had the old machinery to make those frames in exactly the same way. And we started a small production. We started a production of 300 frames, which I start selling to friends and family. Mouth-to-ear communication is the strongest, still today, most effective way to convince people of buying a product. And my friends and family were the first ambassadors of LGR. Soon after, this evolved into trunk shows around Europe. Soon after this, I start going to optical stores and fashion stores, asking them if they would buy my product. And they absolutely loved it, because they said that nothing like that was in the market anymore. And some of these old opticians remembered when they were younger that they had this type of quality and these type of products. So remember, I was still selling the original models that I found in the warehouse. The design was not there yet. So in 2008, I designed my first collection with the help of the artisans that of course produced them, but they were the real masters of eyewear production. So they helped me a lot into the design process as well. Then I needed a logo. I decided to use my name, my initials, LGR, Luca Gnecchi Ruscone. Somebody once told me to put your face, put your name on what you do if you believe in it. And I decide to name every model after an African city or place, starting from Ethiopia and Eritrea, where I found these glasses, and then into other African names to give this atmosphere of travel, of pioneer, of Africa blending with Italy. Design was crucial because when I started in 2008, there was a big thing about vintage, but I immediately understood that vintage was a closed road. You could not design vintage frames. When I started selling in Barneys or Colette or Luisa Via Roma, like fashion platforms, I needed to be fashionable, to be cool, to be trending. This is very difficult because trends, especially today, are so fast in changing. So I start designing. My first inspiration of design were, of course, my trips to Africa and this heritage that was the bedrock of LGR, but also my lifestyle, my friends, my parents, and their lifestyles, their needs. You would meet the 16-year-old girl that wants a pointy pink frame. And then my mother, she wants a vintage Havana warm tortoise shell collar. Of course, you cannot do them all because it's very difficult, but you find a line, a very thin line of what you are, always looking back of where you come from. So always Africa for me has always been a fundamental bedrock on where to start from. All these details make a huge difference in the final product. Starting from the mineral glass lenses, that's something I never wanted to leave. Today, the industry, 95% of sunglasses have plastic lenses. Do you know any camera that has plastic lenses? Or a binocular? Or a microscope that has plastic lenses? No, Why? Because plastic, it's not the best solution for vision. So that was paramount for me, to use mineral glass lenses. Also, certain thicknesses of acetate. Now we tend, like the industry uses 4 or 6 millimeters acetate. We use 8 or 10 millimeter acetate. This gives added rigidity to the frame, long lasting. Also, fire embossing inside the frame is a very minor detail, because today everybody uses laser, which it's very, very similar, but it's not the same thing. If you put your finger on top of the embossing, you would feel that it's actually embossed, and the shine is more shiny. Tiny, tiny details which make a big difference in today's world, where we are really flooded by products. So if you can make a difference with a tiny detail, well, do it. It won't cost you much more, but it will make a big impact on the final consumer, I believe.
Luca Gnacchi-Roscone, the founder of LGR, speaking to Monocle's Ivan Carvalho in Rome. Thank you to both, and to Jack Jewers, who mixed and edited this show. If you'd like to learn more about LGR, check them out in the print edition of The Entrepreneurs, our business handbook for people with big ideas. You can order your copy at monocle.com or swing by any of our shops. I'm Daniel Bache. Thank you so much for listening, and goodbye.